I can tell, whom I can see or whom I'm not able to see. Now I don't see everyone. Huh, I see. Okay. It's short entrance of my sermon, but I'm happy to greet everyone with love of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and I'm happy to see you here. At this time, we gather together to glorify the God's name through the singing the worship songs, through the prayers, through the meditation on His Scripture. And today I would like you to encourage to walk with me through the passage of the 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 22nd. Today we continue to join our series that we have courageously together, a grace-filled journey through the 1 Peter. In this letter, we can see how Pastor Peter encouraged Christ followers, don't give up and go through all the together, from everything, from all situations that we have. So today we will meditate about the call to inherit the blessings and the call for a correct attitude towards suffering. Yeah, Ukrainian speaks to Canadian about suffering. We will see what God tells us to do. So I encourage you to stand up and let's read together this passage that wrote in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 22nd. Let's read together. Finally, all of you will live. Is going to harm you if you are eager. Into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers, submission to Him. Amen. Take a seat. In this passage, we see that Apostle Peter, Pastor Peter, he reminds Christ's followers that there is a call to us. And the first call is to inherit the blessings, because the eyes and ears of the Lord are on the righteous. He starts with the interesting word, finally. He makes like a conclusion. He brings us to that situation when we can remember, still remember what he wrote in chapter 2nd, chapter 3rd, before these words. And he was showing how we need to behave, but some of us can be single. So the words about husband and wife, it will be not according to us. But by the words, finally, all of you, he make this conclusion that we all, no matter what our position in our life, we are called to inherit the blessings through what we behave, how we behave, what the properties we have. And he lists up a properties that will unite us. So let's check to this list. Let's look again to this list. So in the verses 8 to 9, we found this. Apostle Peter, Pastor Peter, he encouraged to be like-minded. In one version, in another translation, to live in harmony with one another. So, by these words, Apostle Peter shows that God encouraged us to pursuing the same goals, to have the same understanding, to have the same desires, and to have this harmony, to be like-minded. Second, what we can see, it is sympathy. Or by sympathics, it's mean to be responsive to others' needs. Not just to look for ourselves, but also to look the people, brothers and sisters that sit in around us, and to see and being open-hearted to their needs. These unite us very strong. He shows that love one another, or as we can see, as brothers. We see that Apostle Peter brings us and he encourages to have this, not just emotions, but also actions, to see others as a brother and sister, the people who sit around us, and also treat each other as brothers and sisters. Next, what we can see, to be compassionate and humble. Being effectively sensitive and caring and being willing to encourage one another and rejoicing in each other's success. Wow. These qualities, these properties, if we have, show that Christ followers is a special group of people. They not like people outside. Because we called to inherit the blessings through being like this. Next, what he is list up to us to encourage us to see this call that God calls us to be. He said, do not repay evil with evil. Stopping the fire or snowball of spreading the evil. Be Christ followers. We can be this protection for all the world. These five human properties or qualities go a long way toward helping us believers to serve God more effectively. Jesus Christ was praying about our unity with one another as God Father has unity with God's Son, and they are one. When we read John 17, chapter 17, verses 20, 23, we see that in Christ's prayer, last prayer, before he was captured, he was asking God that we will be the one as God Father and God Son. Let's read from this passage. Few verses. My prayer is not for them alone, for disciples. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Amazing words. Through our unity, God shows another world about himself. Through our behavior, through these blessings that we receive to ourselves, we become a part of God spreading the world, the word about God, about Jesus. Relation between God Father, God Son, and God Holy Spirit is an example for us. And we received Holy Spirit that helps us to have this unity. And Apostle Peter, he encouraged us to understand that we are able to inherit these blessings to ourselves. But it's mean that we need not forget about these qualities, these properties that he wrote in this verse. The next verses that we see here in this passage, it is interesting because Apostle Peter referred to the Psalms. And in Psalm 34, verses 12 through 16, we see that even in Old Testament and in the New Testament, in New Era, we have the same call. The same call is to love life and see good days in our life. I'm sure that everyone wants to have this in their lives. To see the good days, every day is good. You woke up. Ah, nice. Newcomers to Edmonton, especially when it is their first winter. When they woke up and remember yesterday evening, hot, plus 15, and snow like this. So to count the good days, God encouraged us to have these properties, and he said that we encourage to run away from the evil, to keep our speech clean from evil and deceitfulness, and to seek the peace. Seek, pursue, and do everything good. This will bring us that we will see the beauty of our life. We will see the good days. And a lot of people in world there, they are chasing to make their life good. They are chasing. They're trying to fill up their hearts through the different things. But God tells us in this passage, we are called to inherit these blessings in our life. Through what? Keep our language, what we are talking, clean. Keep our life going to goodness, not to evil. I don't know how you often open the news in your life, different, on TV, on internet, on messengers. But honestly, I'm telling you, honestly, 2 years, even more. Actually, every day when I left Ukraine, one part of my morning is checking what the news in Ukraine. And it is hard to see. Now, it was like actually end of our day. But during Ukraine, Russia sends more than 60 drones to attack Ukraine. Yesterday evening, I received a video from Ukraine. One of the pastors, he lives in Abbotsford, Andriy. His house is destroyed because one of these drones flew to his place. We see so many evil around us. And God encouraged us, let's keep away. Yeah, we will see. We are not taking out evil from our life, but we turn to the good in our life instead of holding the evil. So God encouraged us through the Pastor Peter that we need to remind about this call. We need to keep this call in our minds that every day when we woke up, I forget with whom we were talking a few weeks ago. I think this person will remind. If we woke up, we will not say, oh, again, I live here. God, when you will? I miss a train again? Like what? No, we woke up and we say, yes, praise the Lord. I know what you are calling me to do. And this has changed our life, actually. It's not going to be live our life like a torture. Woke up and see good days, to see a good life. But you're still in these circumstances. But you focusing in right position. And this passage, I was thinking why it's going together. Why these two different things from the first few, they are separate, need to be, for my understanding. But God puts together. Because call of inheriting the blessings is also together with how I thinking about suffering. What is my attitude to the suffering? And the second part, we see that God shows that we have a call to have a correct attitude toward suffering. When we read the passage, 1 Peter 3rd chapter, from 13th to 22nd, we will see that God shows us few things about suffering because you did right or you did wrong, about Christ's suffering. But at the beginning, I would love to tell you the short history, because for understanding why Peter's saying about inheriting the blessings, because God eyes and ears upon the righteous, he tells about suffering. The time when Apostle Peter was he wrote this letter, the professor thinks that it was 62nd or 64th of our days. And possibly Apostle Peter was in Rome at that time. And what is interesting, at that time, the great persecution under Emperor Nero began. And we need to remember, the big persecution starts on Christians, on Christ followers, and Apostle Peter, he was there. He wasn't somewhere far away. He was in center of the problem. On the 18th of July, 64 our days, I don't know how actually in English to say, I used to like 1956, 1940, 2010, 2020, but now year 64 our days. The great fire of Rome began in aftermath of the fire. 71% of Rome had been destroyed. 10 districts of 14 were destroyed. So we see that through the historical reference, we can see that Emperor Nero blamed the devastation on the Christians' community in the city. And this starts the beginning of the persecution. So throughout the Roman Empire, Christians were being tortured and killed for their faith, and church in Jerusalem was being scattered throughout the Mediterranean world. And in one of the book I read, eventually Apostle Peter was executed during this persecution. And he wrote that it's good to suffer when you do right. He was persecuted. He was suffering because he proclaimed Jesus' name. And he shows us, and he says in verse 14, do not fear and do not be frightened when you suffer for what is right, because we are blessed. Apostle Peter, he said that we receive blessings when we go through the suffering, if we do right. It's not good to be suffered when you do wrong. It's not a blessing. But blessing to be suffered when you stand on the right. I don't know why, but I remind for myself the words of Martin Luther when he was persecuted also for his statements that he said on October 31st, 1517. But he responded, I'm standing on this. I cannot in another way. I'm standing on the truth. The same is we are called to remember this. If we hold in the truth, the world will not accept this. And we will go through the suffering. And we not needed to be afraid. Don't fear. Yes. I'm saying don't fear, but your knees. Honestly, it's hard to say, don't be afraid. Yes, I'm afraid. But am I going to release the truth? No. I'm keeping, I'm standing, I'm shaking, but I'm holding this. Always be prepared to give answer to everyone who asks about you, your hope that you have. Suffering also to give answers because people are asking, why are you doing this? Why you keep holding the truth? Release and live your life. No. I'm not going to do this because I have a hope. I have faith. And this Apostle Peter, as a pastor, as that person who cares about people, he said that, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid because remember to whom you are hope. What hope gives you. And after this, Apostle Peter brings an example. And he pointed to Christ. Jesus Christ. Christ's suffering is example for us. And we can see this in verses 18 through 22. Why Christ is suffering? When I trying to imagine what happened, because Christ at the beginning he was on the heaven and he had all the glory, he had all the mighty, he is a God, but he left the glory of heaven to become a human. The God that we are not able to measure by the flesh, by material, by the time, by the space area, he became a human. He became a human, and now he cannot be in everything, everywhere, at the same time, in the body. He was need to go through the smallest. Today we have a dedication of the baby. But you need to see, we had a baby, but then mother and the father. So this baby will grow up to the size of their parents. I hope not just like my son. Because the doctor, when he was born very small, tiny, tiny, tiny. And doctor, he was looking at him. Look at Luda. She's also tiny, small. Yeah, it cannot be the eagle from Sparrow. Yes, but God can make different things. And we see that Jesus Christ, being a God, because loving us, he makes this suffering. He makes these boundaries that he cannot act in anymore when he will be a human. So he left the glory of heaven to become a human, to bring us to God. To bring us to God. Because there is no way, there is no another chance to receive salvation. And when we read about baptizing, what Apostle Peter brings up to us and say, hey, it's not just like when you get dirty and you wash, I'm clean. No. He said that our life and actions do not just show how good we are. No. It's also show the pledge of clear conscience toward God. I understand. And I'm clear understanding this. King David, in one of his famous psalms, Psalm 23, verse 4, he said next words, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David, in his psalm, when he said that God is my shepherd, he didn't say that my shepherd leads me in just in a good valleys. No, his people to a good valley. But to get to that valley, sometimes you need to go through this darkness valley. I always bring this example about when you go to the mountains. It's so hard. You get to the peak of the mountains. And what do you see there? Others' peaks. And how can you get there? Just going down. You go up. And what do you see? Next one. And to get there, it means you need to go down, go through this valley, go up. So that's why Christ shows us an example for us that we not need to fear, to give the answer, to give the respond for what hope I have. And looking to the God, to the Christ, make an example for ourselves and go through this. Don't fear. Do not be controlled by emotions. Let your clean mind control our emotions. Be prepared to give answer about hope that we have. Christ showed example because he left the glory of heaven to become the human and bring us to the God. But that was through the suffering. And also suffering on the cross that saved us people. And our life in life and actions show conscience toward God. Today we meditate on this call to inherit the blessings and our correct attitude toward suffering. It's very good for us to give the answer for these questions. Did you feel the call to inherit the blessings? I'm talking because I read this passage, but do you have this? Did you think about this? How, knowing that the Lord keeps his eyes and ears on the righteous, how does it help to me? Would I like to love my life and see good days? Why seeking the peace is so important in human life? Why there are so many suffering? Do I see right or wrong things? And The last one. Share to yourself first and to others the example that the suffering of Christ helps me. His example helps me to go through that situation, suffering situation that I have in my life now. Let God bless us in our life to inherit the blessings and to have correct attitude toward suffering.